for breakfast. Triple M's Discover the Downs. A roundup of what's happening across our region this weekend.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, plenty of Christmas-themed activities to get involved in. And of course, the Toowoomba Christmas Wonderland has been going already since the start of December. It will continue across this weekend, including tonight, but it is weather-dependent. So it will depend on just how much rain comes through the region. And hopefully, fingers crossed, depending on the rain, I'll be broadcasting live from there tonight between 6 and 8pm, just to give you a little bit of an idea of some of the things that you can come along and see. But it is just magnificent and such a spectacle. It's in Queen's Park up in the Botanical Garden section, runs every night from 7 until 10 right through until Christmas Eve. Tonight it's Christmas in the Park at Crow's Nest. It'll kick off at 5 o'clock, go through till about 8 o'clock. That's at Centenary Park, and there'll be plenty of activities, particularly for the kids, and Santa's going to arrive on the sleigh. There'll be fireworks, all that sort of stuff. Also tonight, Milmerran Kids Christmas Party from 5 till 8 at the Community and Cultural Centre at Milmerran, and there's loads on there for the entire family, including a colouring competition. It is a free event, and there'll be carols and sausage sizzle. And as you can imagine, Santa's going to be very busy. Clifton Christmas Street Party is also tonight between 6 and 9 at King Street in Clifton, with barbecue music and plenty of Christmas cheer. Tomorrow, the Murphy's Creek Markets kicks off at 7 o'clock and goes through till 12:30. A great variety of stalls, plenty of great Christmas gift ideas, and they'll be having a bit of fun for the kids as well down there at Murphy's Creek grounds in Murphy's Creek. The regional movie night goes to Cambuya tomorrow night. That's from 7 till 9pm at the Cambuya Recreation Grounds. The screening free of Coco, and that will start at 7 o'clock. And the cinema Under the Stars showing Rise of the Guardians kicks off at 4:30 at the Walton Stores. That'll go through till 6:30. So bring a blanket and settle in there. That is happening tomorrow. That's on Sunday, I should say. 4:30 on Sunday. Carols at the Bluff happening on Sunday from 4 till 6:30pm at Spring Bluff Railway Station. It is a magnificent spot there. Bring your own chair, and it should be a magnificent night there, as it always is. So just don't bring any pets down there, because that'll frighten Santa's reindeer. You don't want to do that. But it is a wonderful night at Spring Bluff. Now, if you want to catch up on any of the information there in Discover the Downs, you can head to our new look website, triplem.com.au, and you will find all the info there. A couple of local truckies called in and were frustrated at what they see as a glaring omission from the newly opened section of the Toowoomba Second Range Crossing.
Hey, just thought I'd give you a ring. I've just travelled along that new section of the bypass they've
yes.
opened. What a great piece of road infrastructure.
Fantastic to hear.
But the only disappointing bit is that, once again, they haven't really thought it out in regards to truck parking bays. You'd think when they've spent this sort of money and they've got plenty of area up here, they need to put in a couple of sleeping bays, you know, along this section, because you've basically hit that Gore Highway and there's only limited places you can pull up off the road to get breaks in and stuff. So, yeah, a bit disappointing that side of it. I think they need to open up their thinking a little bit more.
Yeah, they should be consulting with truck drivers on these roads, you know?
Well, you'd think this day and age they'd have someone on these committees when they put this stuff in and look at it. Because, I mean, you have a look when you come up the Warrego, you've got the big truck bay there at the Gatton Bypass.
Yes.
And you have a look at it, most nights you go past, there can be anywhere from 20 to 30 trucks parked.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it is a good facility. But it's the same when you go back into Brisbane. There's nothing on the eastbound run where you can get in a break, and it's getting to be a problem, you know?
Absolutely, and particularly given that you're, you know, meant to take them now with logbooks and all of that sort of thing. I mean,
all the cameras they got out here now, you can't miss out, you know? But other than that, it's a good piece of road, and I think it's gonna save a lot of time and obviously a lot of congestion once it's fully open.
I've been trying to get something done up and down this road since they did the Gatton Bypass.
Right.
Now, when they built that parking bay that's on there, I said you've wasted a fortune, because it should have been half on either side when the contractors were building the other side. I asked them again.
Yes.
I contacted Nexus, I contacted MRD or TMR, and said, on that Toowoomba Range crossing, you need a parking bay, you've got plenty of room, it's out of the way.
Yes.
As you can see, they've done absolutely nothing. There are stopping bays, And they said, oh, there's a parking bay at the end, but that's a road train hookup bay. Can you imagine sleeping in there while blokes are hooking up road trains?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Mate, it's criminal what they've done, and you said they should contact industry.
Yeah.
I don't know whether anybody else did, but I certainly did, and I did a number of times, and I explained why, and they've still done nothing, and I'm as mad as hell.
Well, it's always great to talk food at any time, and on a Friday morning, we do it in Friday Foodies with Kristen O'Brien from Dine Darling Downs, and of course, the holidays are upon us. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Lee. How are you going today?
Look, I'm ready for a break, I've got to say, and I'm ready to get out of my own kitchen and let somebody else do the cooking, so you've got a couple of perfect suggestions for us.
I have two iconic Toowoomba restaurants for you to try if you're planning a little get-together with family and friends. So if you want to go somewhere where the food is superb, we have a couple of really good recommendations for you today, Lee. And the first one is Sofra in Margaret Street.
Oh, hasn't that been a very successful venture, the Turkish restaurant? It is yummy there, but I'll tell you what, it can be hard to get a table, so you better book early.
It certainly can, that's for sure. And they have a really delicious and diverse menu. Everything from their mezze plates to share, which are just so delicious, char grills, moussaka, clay pots, all infused with really, truly authentic Turkish spices and flavours. And the atmosphere is always great. They are licensed as well, Lee, but the best thing about Sofra, and that I didn't realise until recently, is that they're open all afternoon.
And that's a great way to avoid the rush on those main nights if you're trying to get in on a Friday or Saturday night. But look, it's like I've always said, you know, you don't go to an empty restaurant. Go where the people are, and that certainly is Sofra.
It is indeed. And they're open from 11:30 in the morning and they stay open right through to close at 9:30. So if you want to hold off a little bit for lunch and go in about 2, you can have a late lunch at Sofra or go in for an early dinner at 5:30.
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me because I'm in bed not long after that. So that's absolutely spot on. Now, what else have you got for us?
Well, another place to try for dinner leading into the Christmas season is the Brasserie. That's at Inbound at the railway station.
Oh, what a great spot that is. I mean, what a fantastic use of that area. And I've had a couple of functions there. The food is always spot on.
It is. It's fantastic. And it's beautiful there on the platform. The Brasserie offers a special dinner service from Wednesday to Saturday. A two-course set menu is priced at $44 per person. Or you can go the whole dining experience and enjoy three courses for just $54. But, Lee, you really do have to book because these Brasserie dinners, they do sell out early.
Oh, look, that is fantastic. These are great restaurants in our region that I know many people have already tried. But if you haven't, certainly put them on your list to do this holiday season.
Absolutely. Get out and about. Try some fantastic Toowoomba restaurants. There's so much to choose from in our region. So go and enjoy the holiday season.
All right. Fantastic. Kristen O'Brien from Dine Darling Downs. Check them out at the website and on social media. And we will talk to you for the final time in 2018 next Friday morning for Friday Foodies.
Next Friday. I look forward to it, Lee. I've got some great recipes for you to try for Christmas next week.
Sounds perfect. Thanks, Kristen. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. A New Jersey woman, Paula Stanton, thought her diamond-encrusted wedding ring was lost forever when it was flushed down the loo while she was cleaning the bathroom almost a decade ago. Although years passed and her husband got her a duplicate, Paula still longed for the original and even inquired with the local public works department 2 years ago. Well, crew chief Ted Gogol remembered the conversation when he saw something shiny in the mud and sand recently on the shoulder of a pipe leading from Stanton's house. The discovery was incredibly fortunate, given there are 1,100 manholes in the area where the house is. After thoroughly cleaning the ring with peroxide and lemon juice, Paula now wears it again and vows not to let it out of her sight. Peroxide and lemon juice? Yeah, great if you're trying to go blonde, but after a decade in the sewer, I'd be using a blast furnace before I put that back on my finger. And footage of an artificial intelligence robot that Russian state television used as an example of the country's technological prowess has been exposed as a man wearing a robot suit. A news channel broadcast footage of what is presented as Boris, the dancing, singing robot, at a technology forum for students. But viewers and other journalists spotted some human-like movements and other discrepancies and discovered Boris was in fact a human wearing a robot costume sold by a Russian company. In fact, images shared online from backstage at the event clearly showed a human inside a robot outfit, and bloggers found the Robot Show website where the suit, identical to the one shown in the news news clip can be purchased. Vladimir Putin has offered to have his intelligence agents investigate the incident, which is a bit like the Vatican offering to investigate George Pell.
You cannot be serious!
Who's making millions?
Who's bombed out?
What's the latest?
Hit doing what?
Wow!
Who's up to it?
She's seeing him!
The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs. Triple M.
Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, Roxy Music and the Zombies will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year. It was the first year on the ballot for Def Leppard, Roxy Music and Nicks, who was previously inducted for her work in Fleetwood Mac. Def Leppard and Nicks also topped the fans' votes. Two other new members, The Zombies and The Cure, finished in the top five. Todd Rundgren was the only artist to make the fans' ballot this year to not get inducted. Stevie Nicks reacted to the news, calling her induction a glorious feeling. And The Zombies described it as a career-defining and life-defining moment. And in a little bit of synchronicity, the induction ceremony will take place March 29 next year, which will be to the day 50 years after Time of the Season became number one.
It's the time of the season for love.
Big news for Disney fans today, with Aussie streaming service Stan announcing a deal with the iconic entertainment company, which will see many of Disney's best live-action and animated films and TV shows added to their service. Walt Disney Animation Studios, Pixar Animation Studios, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilms, and Disney Channels all fall under the Disney umbrella. So expect to see everything from the Toy Story series to the Avengers, Star Wars, and of course, favourite Disney classics. And a Malcolm Young tribute is set for Melbourne in February. The AC/DC bass player will be honoured with the second annual Malcolm Young tribute. The event, a fundraiser for the Dementia Foundation's Spark of Life, which reviews a better lifestyle and research for people with dementia. Last year's sold-out show raised some $15,000 for the foundation. On stage will be members of Rose Tattoo, the Screaming Jets, Baby Animals, Russell Morris Band, the Angels and the Choir Boys. And that's the latest.